They first started to try to grow them in the Bozeman area, but the weather conditions and everything, soil was not quite right. So after a few years, they decided that it was easier to grow cattle over there than cherries. And cherries moved into the Flathead Valley, and the cherry trees love it over here.
What is it about this part of the world, especially here we are on the east shore of Flathead Lake? What is it about here?
Well, it's a lot about the soil conditions. Cherry trees like a rocky soil that's well-drained. They don't like to have their roots sit in standing water very long. And, of course, Montana soil over here is very conducive to that. The other thing is that because of the Flathead Lake, a lot of places in Montana would be almost too cold in order to keep the trees through the wintertime. They would die out. But here, we have the luxury of having the winds come out of the west, and it picks up the heat off of the lake, and it keeps this the temperature and the climate in this part of the valley. It keeps it very conducive to keeping the cherry trees alive during the winter. Even though they go into dormancy, it's not going to freeze out and kill them.
It just stays that much warmer?
Yeah, we can be between here and Big Fork, Montana. If it's we can be 7 to 8 degrees warmer than what you'll see in Big Fork, and of course that translates to quite a few more degrees than what they get in Kalispell.
7 to 8 degrees. I mean, that may not sound like much, but that's a lot.
It's a lot for a tree. It makes the difference whether they stay alive or they die.
So right now, this time of year, what is happening with the cherry orchards?
We're coming right up on harvest season right now. Up until now, we've pruned the trees in the dead of winter when they're in dormancy. That's when you prune them. And then along about May, they pop out their blooms, and the bees come in to help pollinate. And then you start to see some little green things hanging there, so you know you have some cherries out there this year. And then from then on out, it's a matter of watering them if Mother Nature doesn't provide enough herself until you get to the July season. And obviously, then we have to irrigate now. And you apply fertilizer in the spring, and it's basically a weight game at that point in time. And the way it works is down at Findlay Point, the orchards that are down to the Findlay Point area, they usually will harvest first because for some reason the climate down there, those trees just mature a little before, let's say, Yellow Bay here. And it just kind of progresses up the lake. You can almost follow it. And from about now, which we're in mid-July, through about mid-August, there'll be harvesting going on in most of the orchards.
What are the varieties, again, that are grown in Flathead?
The first variety that we'll be picking, starting the earliest, are the Lamberts, and that is the cherry tree that was brought to the Flathead. And for years and years and years, it was the primary tree. There are some Rainiers, the yellow cherries, that are grown over here, too. And those will harvest a little bit after the Lamberts. They're not early cherries. Then another cherry that proved to be very hardy in the valley over here that harvests right after the Lamberts is called the Lappin. And it's a large cherry. It gets large, and the nice thing about it is sometimes when it rains, it's not as susceptible to cracking like the Lambert might be. It's a little tougher cherry. I mean tougher in order to withstand the rain. So it would probably be the second variety that would harvest. And then the later variety that a lot of the orchards are starting to grow over here now is a new cherry called the Sweetheart. And that's the cherry that would be harvesting, let's say, from about the first, second week in August on into the middle, depending upon where you are on the shore here.
And you say new. How new? How recent has that been?
Well, Washington had been growing probably sweethearts for the last 6, 7, 8 years. A lot of growers over here started trying the sweetheart, let's say, 5 years ago, 5, 6 years ago. Washington was a little ahead of us on that, but we got a start on it because for many years, Montana has always been the latest cherry that you can get in the United States. Otherwise, because of the climate and our altitude over here, we always could say we're the last best cherry, you know. But with Washington starting to grow varieties at their higher elevations, which would push their cherries off a little bit, they are starting to encroach on us a little bit. So what we want to do over here is encourage growers to put in the later varieties too, so we can keep pushing ourselves out, so we can always claim to be the last cherries available in the United States.
How is the crop looking this year in the Flathead?
The crop looks good this year so far. It's going to be down from last year, just like Washington's crop was down. And that's not all bad. We, like Washington, had some very cold snap early in the season, about bloom time or just shortly thereafter. And that thinned out some of the bloom on the tree. So we knew right away we had experienced a similar thing that Washington had. And sometimes thinning out the crop a little bit is not all bad, because what today the consumer is looking for big cherries. And where before, it was the size was not as important. People didn't so much buy with their eyes. They bought with them from the taste. And so if the tree becomes what we call overset, that when you say a tree is set well, that means it has a lot of cherries on it. So thinning the crop out a little bit will help produce larger cherries, and that's good for the grower, because most of us down here produce cherries for what's called the fresh pack market. That means the pickers, when they harvest the cherry off the tree, they must take it off the tree with the stem still attached, because it's not going to be canned, it's not going to be frozen, it's going to show up in the supermarket there in a box, beautifully red, with the green stem still on it, and that's the way people eat it. And that's the way a grower can probably make the best return on growing cherries, is try to grow for the fresh pack market.
It matters to have a pretty cherry.
Yes, it does. It's cosmetics are what everything's about, isn't it?
Now, you had said that there are a couple things. You kind of made it through the frost. There was that cold snap, but that really is not necessarily that bad a thing, because you're going to get big cherries, not too overcrowded. But there are some other concerns that you have this time of year, namely rain.
Well, we have two concerns. Mother Nature is obviously the big one, because we do not want to have rain if we can possibly stave it off. We don't want to have rain right when you're starting to try to harvest the cherry, or just a few days prior to that. We try to compensate for that, because we keep a couple helicopters on standby, and so if we do get rain, they can come immediately and hover over the trees and blow a lot of that water out of the tree and get it off the cherry. Because what happens is, if that water remains on the cherry tries to take it in through its skin. And when it tries to take it in through its skin, it's already close to harvest anyway, so it just kind of pops open. It causes a crack in the cherry, and of course cosmetically then it won't qualify for fresh pack. It might be still a perfectly great cherry to eat if you buy them roadside or something like that. A little crack in the cherry is nothing to get too concerned about, but except it will not sell on the commercial market if it has to be transported a long way and be processed and packaged and then transported onto the ultimate retailer.
Now, when you first told me that you guys had helicopters on standby, I thought you were pulling my leg. You're not pulling my leg?
No, we're not pulling your leg. If it rains, jump in your car and come down here real fast. You'll probably see them.
Because can you tell me again, how that works with the helicopters?
Well, a helicopter, anybody that knows, a helicopter has a downdraft, and it's pushing air down to keep it up in the sky. And these guys, both these guys that come back, we use the same people every year. They're very knowledgeable how far to stay above the tree so you don't blow the branches out of the tree, because the downdraft off a helicopter is really monumental. I mean, if it gets too close to the tree, it can break limbs right out of the tree. So they'll hover, they'll be usually 15, 20 feet maybe above the trees. And the downdraft from the helicopter blows the water straight to the ground. And we're hopeful that it also gets the water out of what's called the cup of the cherry. On the very top of the cherry where the stem is attached, there's a little indentation that's called the cup. And if water sits in there very long before it gets blown out, it'll form a little brown ring in the top of it. And obviously, cosmetically, that's not acceptable for fresh pack. It hasn't hurt the cherry really at all, except cosmetically, it's not perfect. And so that will hurt you, because that cherry will be sold for other reasons other than fresh pack.
And so starting to harvest in Findlay Point, a couple orchards tomorrow. What about here, Yellow Bay? When will they make it up here, do you think?
Yellow Bay, we will probably start, our best guesstimate right now is probably next Monday.
And then you said the crop looks like it's going to be good, but not as big as last year.
No, Washington's crop was off this year, too. They received rain, not only the same kind of weather we did early in the game, but they received a lot of rain in certain areas that grow a lot of cherries over there right at harvest time. So some of those orchards, their cherries got split so badly that the grower just did not pick the orchard. So their crop is going to be down, and ours is going to be down too because we had the weather they did. But that's good in a way. Like I said, sometimes it thins out the crop, but now we don't have a glut of cherries this year. So the market, the demand will be great. It won't be a glut, so the price has held up very well so far, not only for the Washington growers that managed to be able to get some of their crop off or all of their crop, but for us too. We see the price staying healthy this year because of the supply and demand.
Well, I've been speaking with Ken Edgington of Yellow Bay, and I just really appreciate your time. Thank you.
My pleasure.